time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
As the fight over the future of the Affordable Care Act enters its final week for the fiscal year, the spat between late-night host Jimmy Kimmel and the senator who named the so-called Jimmy Kimmel test, Bill Cassidy, continued. On Wednesday, Cassidy was asked about Kimmel's accusation of lying by CNN's Chris Cuomo, and Kimmel hit back hard with facts.
There's a new Jimmy Kimmel test for you. It's called the lie detector test. You're welcome to stop by the studio and take it anytime.
Harsh words, not apparently in jest, and joining us now is Senator Bill Cassidy. What is your response, Senator?
I'm sorry he does not understand.
Oh, I get it. I don't understand because I'm a talk show host, right? Well, and then help me out. Which part don't I understand? Is it the part where you cut $243 billion from federal health care assistance? Am I not understanding the part where states would be allowed to let insurance companies price you out of coverage for having pre-existing conditions? Maybe I don't understand the part of your bill in which federal funding disappears completely after 2026. Or maybe it was the part where the plans are no longer required to pay for essential health benefits like maternity care or pediatric visits, or the part where the American Medical Association, the American College of Physicians, the American Academy of Pediatrics, the American Hospital Association, the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, Lung Association, Arthritis Foundation, Cystic Fibrosis, ALS, the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, and the March of Dimes, among many others, all vehemently oppose your bill. Which part of that am I not understanding? Or could it be, Senator Cassidy, that the problem is that I do understand and you got caught with your geo penis out? Is that possible?
Senators Susan Collins and Rand Paul seem to be hard nose on the bill.
I have a lot of concerns about the bill from the initial analysis that I've done. This bill did not go through the committee process. It makes fundamental changes in Medicaid despite not having a single hearing.
Graham Cassidy actually keeps most of the Obamacare spending, and it just sort of reshuffles it. And so I see it really more as sort of, you know, petty partisanship. Hey, let's reshuffle the deck and give the money to the Republican states, but let's keep the Obamacare spending. My concern is the debt. We have a $700 billion debt. How are we going to pay for all this?
Alaska's Lisa Murkowski has said that with no CBO score, she's relying on data from Trump's Department of Health and Human Services and Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and her state to decide whether to back the health bill. And John McCain, whose best friend in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, is the bill's main co-sponsor, keeps talking about regular order and bipartisanship, neither of which are present in Graham Cassidy.
So instead of trying to jam something through like a, quote, skinny repeal, let's do it in the normal process. And I understand Senator Graham and Senator Cassidy and their desire to get this done, but I guarantee you, haven't we learned that bipartisanship, particularly when we're talking about one-fifth of our gross national product, health care, that it should be done on a bipartisan basis.
As for a vote on the bill, on Wednesday, Mitch McConnell's office issued a vague statement, quote, "It is the leader's intention to consider Graham Cassidy on the floor next week." Keep those calls going to 202-224-3121 and let your senators know what you think. Hurricane Maria ravaged Puerto Rico Wednesday with a direct hit that caused severe flooding and cut power to virtually the entire island. It hit as a Category 4 storm with 155 mile-per-hour winds, the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in over 80 years. It's intensifying again as it passes the Dominican Republic and takes a northern turn on Thursday. Meanwhile, Mexico is digging out from a massive 7.1 magnitude earthquake where a day-long vigil and rescue continue at an elementary school where at least 21 children have been lost, but a young girl called Frida could be heard crying out to rescuers. Across the region, similar scenes playing out where thousands of professionals and volunteers work frantically at dozens of wrecked buildings looking for survivors. At least 52 people have been rescued. As this week brought some unfounded rumors that the president was open to re-engaging on the Paris Climate Accord, Nicaragua has done an about-face. Originally, only Nicaragua and Syria had refused to sign on, Nicaragua arguing that the treaty wasn't strong enough. But now, 3 months after Trump announced plans to withdraw the U.S. from the agreement, Nicaragua President Daniel Ortega said he will sign on to the accord in a show of support for countries suffering from the disasters caused by climate change. That leaves only the United States and Syria standing as the only non-signatories to the Paris Climate Accord. During a speech at a UN luncheon on Wednesday, First Lady Melania Trump condemned bullying and touted the golden rule.
As adults, we are not merely responsible. We are accountable. I hope you will join me in recommitting ourselves to teaching the next generation to live by and honor the golden rule to unto others as you would have them unto you, which is my paramount in today's society, and I'm focused as First Lady. It remains our generation's moral imperative to take responsibility for what our children learn. I got
good news. One wonders if she knows who she's married to. And that's a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider a contribution as we are 100% listener funded. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.